Simon and Schuster presents Planet Joy, written by Jenny Valentine and read by Aisha Kala. Chapter 1. My name is Joy Applebloom, and I am nearly 11 years old. My family used to be always on the move, in different parts of the world, but then we stopped and came back to the UK, to 48 Plane Tree Gardens, which is where my granddad lives. He's Mum's dad, and his name is Thomas E. Blake. Home to him is a tidy house on a street of other tidy houses. The five of us are all packed in tight like sardines in a can, but with a lot more conversation about table manners and a constant queue for the bathroom. According to my sister, Claude, our real address is the square root of nowhere. She says, if we don't get out of here soon, she's going to combust. And the rest of us 100% believe her. Grandad says he would rather she didn't do it on his hall carpet, because thanks to Dad and a certain dropped cup of coffee, he has just paid to have it professionally cleaned. When we moved back to live here, there were a lot of quick changes. Claude and I went to an actual school for the first time ever, instead of doing our lessons on the move. Mum and Dad started looking for jobs and flats and doctors and furniture and other long-term things that you can't just put in a suitcase and take with you when it's time to go. Grandad's house went from so quiet he could hear a pin drop to so noisy he couldn't hear himself think. We made friends and noise and mess and chaos. And even though we have been here for a little while now, life is still crammed full of upsides and silver linings and surprises. Claude says, "You would think that, even if we were stuck up to our necks in a crocodile-infested swamp in a monsoon." My sister thinks I have silver linings drawn on the inside of my eyelids. Dad says he doesn't want to think about what she has on the inside of hers. All I know is we are being bombarded with exciting new things. They are fizzing like just-discovered comets through our sky. I have a new teacher and a brand new hobby, and I've started learning a whole new set of languages that I never knew existed. There is a new girl in 6C who is even newer than me. Our old teacher, Mrs. Hunter, has a new actual knee. Claude has at least two brand new political causes. She is very busy getting angry about the state of the world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?